Tunisia has been receiving thousands of people fleeing the conflict in Libya, primarily sub-Saharan Africans, people from the Horn of Africa, and they're being held in camps near the Libyan border. And it's an enormous strain on the Tunisian economy at a time when Tunisia is dealing with a political transition. Overall, the reception has been good, but lately tensions have been building. The residents of these camps want to be resettled in other countries. Many of them are asylum seekers. They do not wish to be repatriated. And there's been conflicts between the camp residents and local Tunisians. And in some cases, groups of civilians have entered the camps and committed acts of violence. The army has not been effective in stopping this violence. Some of the refugees accuse the army of being involved in the violence. There have been six people from Africa who were killed in violent situations inside the Shusha camp over the last 2 months.
Any idea of what triggered the unrest?
This is an area of Tunisia where there's a lot of traffic in goods between Tunisia and Libya. The conflict has disrupted that, and at one point, the migrants who are sheltered there stopped the road in protest to demand a quicker resettlement to Western countries. The residents who profit from this trade grew angry. They invaded the camp, and there were also conflicts between some of the nationalities within the camps. The Tunisian army has to get on top of this situation. It has to provide protection to these vulnerable people. The international organizations must do their role as well. These people need to be protected as long as they're on Tunisian territory.
Now, I believe some staff members from Human Rights Watch were able to visit the Shusha camp.
Indeed, we were there between June 7th and June 10th. We had the free range of the camp. We were able to talk to a colonel in the Tunisian army as well as to many refugees and migrants within the camps. And we were not interfered with in our work. But still, the army needs to get on top of the situation, protecting the civilians who are in the camps seeking refuge for the time that they are in Tunisia.